Welcome. Today we are talking about sustainable ambition, how to pursue meaningful work without letting relationships, health, and real rest become whatever is left over. I'm joined by Adrian Petrescu, a practical habits specialist who helps people build sustainable routines for attention, consistency, relationships, and rest. Adrian, I'm glad you're here.
Thank you, Clarda. This is a useful conversation because many people do not lack ambition. They lack a way to carry it without quietly exhausting the rest of their lives.
The hard part is that work, family, friendships, caregiving, and health can all be genuinely important. Boundaries can sound like a luxury when every demand feels legitimate.
Yes, a boundary is not necessarily a rigid rule or a dramatic refusal. It can be a clear expectation, what you can do, when you can do it, and what has to give when something new enters the week. Limited time, energy, and attention force trade-offs whether we name them or not.
So the goal is not a perfectly balanced calendar every day. Let's make that concrete at work. What is one boundary that helps before someone reaches the point of resentment?
Choose a realistic end-of-day point and communicate it early. That might be, I'm offline after 6, but I'll review this first thing tomorrow. Then distinguish urgent from important. A request being sent late does not automatically make it urgent, and protected focus time can prevent a whole day of reactive work.
There is often anxiety that saying that will make someone seem less committed, especially in a demanding team.
Sometimes the culture does reward constant availability, and we should not pretend everyone has equal freedom. Still, clarity is often more useful than silent heroics. If there is a genuine temporary deadline, name the extra effort and its endpoint. If every week is an emergency, that is not a busy period. It is a system worth raising with a manager or team.
Relationships can absorb the spillover. People may be physically home while still answering messages or replaying the day in their heads.
That is why a boundary can be an honest conversation, not just saying no. Name recurring time together, even if it is modest. A walk after dinner, breakfast without phones, a weekly call. And when work will take more space temporarily, say so directly. This week is heavy. I don't want you to have to guess why I'm distracted.
That makes the trade-off visible instead of asking a partner, friend, or child to infer it. Presence also seems more valuable than trying to create a huge amount of time.
Exactly. Health works similarly. Sleep, meals, movement, medical care, and unstructured rest are commitments that support a life, not prizes you earn after finishing everything. One person may schedule a 20-minute walk, another may decline a late invitation before an early shift. The routine has to fit real resources and responsibilities.
I like the idea of a transition out of work to closing the laptop, changing clothes, taking a short walk, or simply writing down tomorrow's first task. It gives the mind evidence that the workday has ended.
For a weekly reset, list the few non-negotiables you want to protect. Perhaps sleep, one relationship ritual, a medical appointment, and focused work. Identify one pressure point, communicate one expectation, then review the week without self-judgment. Small adjustments are more durable than a total life overhaul. Ambition becomes more livable when the people and practices that sustain you are planned for with the same honesty as the goals you pursue.
Thank you, Adrian Petrescu, for the practical perspective. And thank you to everyone listening. Take care of the commitments that make your ambitions worth carrying, and we'll leave it there.